come true. I'm in love with you. Oh, I think I'm in love with you. Didn't know it at the time, I know what I want to do. I'm in my mind, girl, I thought about thinking through. Every time I do, I find I want to make things come true.
Entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elk Mound, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand, Real Country.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. President-elect Trump and Melania Trump departing St. John's Church in Washington, headed to the White House for tea with the President and First Lady. Earlier this morning, President Biden issued preemptive pardons for the January 6th committee and for General Mark Milley, former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who referred to Donald Trump as a fascist before the election. Also pardoned, the man who helped lead the country through COVID. Here's ABC's Karen Travers.
Dr. Anthony Fauci tells ABC he accepts the pardon from President Biden and is grateful for it. But he emphasized that he committed no crimes. Fauci did say to ABC the threats and possibility of prosecution, quote, creates immeasurable and intolerable distress on me and my family. Throughout his campaign, President-elect Donald Trump vowed to exact retribution on his political enemies. Fauci faced intense scrutiny and vitriol for the government's response to the COVID-19 pandemic. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
This is ABC News. Off and on for TikTok over the last couple of days, the platform cutting off service to everybody as America's federal ban took effect on Sunday morning. And by Sunday afternoon, TikTok was back.
TikTok restoring service shortly after President-elect Trump stepped in, promising to delay enforcement of the ban by signing an executive order when he takes office today.
TikTok is back.
Trump saying his administration will not enforce hefty fines against tech companies like Apple, Google, and Oracle, which keep TikTok working. But Trump's options to save the app are still limited. The law requires TikTok's Chinese parent company to divest its stake in TikTok's U.S. platform due to national security concerns.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. Pro football's Final Four is now set. The Bills beating the Ravens to join the Chiefs in the AFC title game, and the Eagles outlasted the Rams in a snowy Philly, and they will host the Commanders for the NFC championship game. Tonight, Notre Dame and Ohio State play for the college football title. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My check engine light's on.
That could hurt your gas mileage. The AutoZone free fix finder service can help find the fix for free.
Get in zone.
This whole report for free?
That's right. Printed and on your phone for free.
Get in zone.
But what if the fix is too tough?
We'll recommend a local shop. Fix Finder, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. As the Los Angeles wildfires continue to burn, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson reprimanded Democratic politicians in California for their handling of the crisis. Johnson worked his criticisms into last week's confirmation hearing for South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem to lead Homeland Security in the Trump administration. The Department of Health Services is launching a new digital campaign to highlight the risk of menthol tobacco products. The agency says menthol sales have increased over the last decade. In Wisconsin, 9,300 young people under age 18 will try cigarettes for the first time every year. half start with menthol. And DHS is also offering tips on staying warm during our extreme cold weather. They warn that you need to watch out for frostbite and hypothermia and suggest that people need to layer up, limit their time outdoors, and make sure they're staying hydrated. Bitter cold and dangerous wind chills are on tap for today and Tuesday.
If you need health coverage due to a life change, healthcare.gov is here for you. Like it was there for Terrence and Jody when they got married. And Sophia, when she had a baby. And Gary, when he moved and needed new insurance. There are many other ways to qualify. Visit healthcare.gov today to see if you're eligible to enroll. Limited time to enroll. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
The cold weather advisory continues today, tonight, into tomorrow. We'll get to 6 below for a high today with a wind chill minus 20 to minus 35. Tonight, 17 below. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and a little warmer with a high of 5 above. The bathroom you've always wanted, $99 a month from BCI Bath and Shower. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 14 below zero.
Thank you, Sean. On the way, we're going to be chatting with Durant Police Chief Stan Ridgway about those allegations from Eau Claire and Eau Claire County. We're going to talk about that here coming up. Right now, here's Eric Church. Some of it, it's 9:06.
Fear don't keep, love's not cheap. Trucks don't wreck themselves. Mama ain't a shrink, dad ain't a bank, and God ain't a wishing well. Money ain't rich, everybody sins, and nobody wins in a fight. And sometimes wrong is right. Some of it you learn the hard way, some of it you read on a page, some of it comes from heart. What praying's for. If it's close, swing the bat. Everybody's got a pass, and love's worth living for. When you dance, hold them close. Did a breaks, go for broke. Be the first to reach for a hand. No, you don't get to do some things again. Some of it you learn the hard way. Some of it you read on a page. Some of it comes from heartbreak. Take it slow, cause time sure won't rhythm makes you a man. It's being true to her till your glass runs out the same.
Some of it you learn the hard way, some of it you read on a page, some of it comes from heartbreak, most of it comes with age, and none of it ever comes easy. A bunch of it you maybe can't use. I know I don't probably know what I think I do, but there's something to some of it.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Eric Church and some of it, 9:09. I'm Brian Winnekins. This hour we'll have today in history. No markets today due to the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. No mail. Banks are closed too, by the way. Joining us right now is Durant Police Chief Stan Ridgway. And for a little bit here during the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to chat about this recent letter that was sent by the City of Eau Claire and the Eau Claire County Corporate Council accusing Durand Police along with Menominee Police and St. Croix County Sheriff of dropping people off in Eau Claire against their will. If they're homeless or having a mental health issue or things like that. Well, as Paul Harvey would say, there's time now for the rest of the story. There's more to the story. And Chief Ridgway, again, thank you for joining us this morning. I guess when this first came out last week, I'm sure you were shocked. You knew of the situation from back in October, but this letter with the accusations, I'm sure, made you like, what?
Yeah, thanks for having me this morning, Brian. I appreciate it. I was pretty surprised that the letter came out without any of the attorneys reaching out to us and talking to us a little more about it and more detail about it. Their chief deputy had reached out to me and talked about it immediately after the incident. But other than that, I did not hear from the corporate counsel or the city attorney regarding the letter.
So when the chief deputy talked to you, I mean, did he or she, you know, say, well, you know, do you have any body cam footage or do you have any, you know, did they even ask what you did or just say, why are you doing this?
Yeah, so they asked what we did. They ended up requesting our reports from the incident. I explained to him that she voluntarily went to the shelter, and I stated that this is a common practice if somebody wants to get to a homeless shelter. We don't have a homeless shelter in Pepin County to take anybody to. So if people end up here in Durand and they want services regarding shelter, Eau Claire is our best option at the Sojourner House, Hope Gospel. We've taken a lot of people to Hope Gospel. We've taken a lot of people to Sojourner House. It's not an uncommon practice, and we definitely don't do it against their will.
And they had also claimed that while you dropped them off, you knew it was full, but you dropped them off anyway.
Yeah, so the officer had called me that evening, and I talked to the officer, and I gave him three resources, Hope Gospel, Sojourner House, and the Bridge to Hope in Menominee. The officer called all three places. The only one that answered the phone was the Bridge to Hope in Menominee, and they did not have an opening. The officer called me back, gave me an update, and I said, well, talk to her about still going to Eau Claire and just getting, when you get up there, see if they have a bed, but understand that they might not have a bed. The officer told the lady several times, and she had asked several times to go to a shelter. She didn't specifically state Eau Claire because she didn't really know where she was. She was from out of town. She's from Fargo. She didn't really know what city she was even in. She just wanted a homeless shelter. So yeah, she didn't specifically ask for Eau Claire, but she asked for a homeless shelter. Eau Claire is the closest one. So the officer informed her several times that there's no guarantee that they'll have a bed available. He informed her that she was not under arrest, and she wanted to voluntarily be transported to a homeless shelter.
And how was she reacting to all of this? I mean, was she aggressive, or was she like, you can't do this, or anything like that?
Absolutely not. She was very thankful. She was polite to our officer. She hadn't done anything wrong in the city of Durand. Our officer made contact with her at approximately 7:30 on October 27th because she was laying in a front yard up by the McDonald's area on Durand Street. The officer made voluntary contact with her, didn't turn his lights on or anything, talked to her, found out what she needed for services, and then she was waiting for a ride. He told her some public places where she could go to wait for her ride. He didn't, she didn't commit any crimes in the city of Durand. She didn't show anything that would make us question her mental health to the point where we needed to do an involuntary mental health hold on her. He gave her options. She chose to go down to Quick Trip. She said her ride was going to be there in 10 to 15 minutes. 3 hours later, she was still down at Quick Trip. He again stops and like, did your ride not show up? What's going on? And then she's asking about shelters again. So that's when we went to the path of getting her to a homeless shelter that evening.
We're talking with Durant Police Chief Stan Ridgway this morning, getting a little bit more information on the City of Eau Claire's attorney and the Eau Claire County Corporate Counsel, the Eau Claire County attorney, accusing not only Durand but Menominee and St. Croix County Sheriff's Department of taking folks involuntarily up to Eau Claire and just leaving them. We're going to continue our conversation here with Stan coming up. Right now, here's Colin Ray. This is Love Me. It's 9:14.
I read a note my grandma wrote back in 1923. Grandpa kept it in his coat and he showed it once to me. He said, boy, you might not understand, but a long, long time ago, Grandma's daddy didn't like me none, but I loved your grandma so. We had this crazy plan to meet and run away together, get married in the first town we came to and live forever. But nailed to the tree where we were supposed to meet instead, I found this letter, and this is what it said. If you get there before I do, don't give up on me. I'll meet you when my chores are through. I don't know how long I'll be, but I'm not gonna let you down. Darling, wait and see. And between now and then, till I see you again, I'll be loving you. Love me. I read those words just hours before my grandma passed away in the doorway of a church where me and grandpa stopped to pray. I know I'd never seen him cry in all my 15 years, but as he said these words to her, his eyes filled up with tears. If you get there before I do, don't give up on me. I'll meet you when my chores are through. I don't know how long I'll be, but I'm not gonna let you down. Darling, wait and see. And between now and then, till I see you again, I'll be loving you. Love me. Between now and then, till I see you again, I'll be loving you. Love me.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Colin Ray and Love Me 918. I'm Brian Winnikins. And again, joining us, Durand Police Chief Stan Ridgway this morning as we talk about the accusations from the City of Eau Claire and Eau Claire County that were put up against not only Durand Police, but also Menominee Police and St. Croix County Sheriff. And Chief, I guess you kind of mentioned it. There is no law against being homeless.
Correct. You can choose to live on your own on the streets, but we got to try to provide some services for them. And some people want the services, and some people don't. Well, the lady we had dealt with, she wanted the services. She mentioned shelters several times to our officer, and again, all we were trying to do was provide a service for her.
And obviously, with all of this, there's you have, because it's, we've had these body cameras and squad camera, you have that footage, right?
Correct. We have the body cam footage. You'll be able to see. We've had some redaction issues with it, but it is available now. I'm going to be sending out an email with that body cam footage, and people can see if that our officer was super polite to her. They can see that she was super polite to the officer, and they can see that she didn't commit any crimes in the city of Durand, and that it was a voluntary transport.
And what? So I guess go about that policy, because you kind of described what I think the policy is. But okay, Officer Brian, that'd be a bad. But let's say I'm a police officer, and what is the policy I have to follow if I would have been that officer?
Yeah, so they reach out to me as the police chief, and they get permission to leave the jurisdiction. They tell me what's going on, and then I give them permission to leave the jurisdiction. I don't want an officer doing a transport to Eau Claire without letting me know that, the city of Durand is going to be uncovered for a period of time. So they reach out to me, and we talk about the situation, and then I give them permission to do the transport. And we just make sure that they're safe. He asked for consent to search her, make sure she didn't have any weapons. She agreed. We normally put them in a transport belt to make sure that our officers are safe. We want to make sure that our officers are safe. But she was told she wasn't under arrest, even with just a transport belt on. She was specifically told in the video that she was not under arrest.
And so what's a transport belt? I guess that's something I've never heard of.
So a transport belt is a belt that goes around their waist, and then they get handcuffed in the front so that they can't attack our officers, access weapons, things like that during the transport.
And that's a safety.
That's just a safety issue, a safety concern of ours. And they have to agree to it in order to be transported. If somebody didn't agree to that, then we wouldn't transport them.
And again, this voluntary transport, this is something that the department always has done?
Correct, because there are certain situations, we've done it a lot in mental health cases where we don't have enough to do an involuntary Chapter 51 mental health commitment, so they would ask for to be voluntarily taken to a mental health facility, such as in the past, Sacred Heart, Mayo, in Eau Claire. We do those transports a lot as well to get them to a hospital. If they don't have a family member available to drive them up there, we'll take them up there. And they'll walk into the ER and self-commit themselves to mental health services. So we do those transports as well. And if the AG agrees with Eau Claire and says that we can't do those, he's taking away our ability to help our residents and our visitors of the city of Durand.
And I guess let's talk about that. So if he says, nope, you can't do that, then what?
Well, then we're going to have to try to find some other services. We'll have to work with Human Services to get some sort of contract with the transportation van. We don't have resources available for us in Pepin County for a lot of these things. We don't have an Uber service. We don't have a 24-hour transport van through Human Services. So we're going to have to try to find other ways to get them places, and it's going to cost the citizens of Pepin County more money, the citizens of the city of Durand more money, if he handcuffs us to the point that we can't do these transports.
And if it can't be out of jurisdiction, I'm not an attorney, but I would assume then that you can't even do that. You can't have you can't put someone in a transport van and they'll take them somewhere. You're not allowed to do that. You have to deal with it within your jurisdiction. I mean, again, I'm not an attorney, so I wouldn't. I mean, to me, that's what it sounds like.
that seems like that's the direction that Eau Claire County wants the AG to say, is that we're going to have to deal with it ourselves. Well, these facilities receive state and federal funding, as I stated in my press release. These facilities weren't paid for 100% by Eau Claire County residents. These were paid for by all citizens of the state of Wisconsin and federal funding as well. We should be able to use those services. And until we hear from the AG, we're going to continue to reuse those as resources.
Are you also sending, I guess, the police department side of the story to the AG with the body cam footage to say, hey, wait a minute?
I am. I'm going to be sending an email to the AG, and I'm going to explain what actually occurs in small town jurisdictions such as Duran, where we have we don't have as many services as Eau Claire, and we need to be able to use our outside resources from other counties. And I'm going to explain to him that our officer informed her she was not under arrest. We didn't do this transport without her authority. And hopefully he's willing to listen to us. And I would offer him to come down and meet with me, have a discussion over the phone, whatever it is, so that he can try to understand what services we have in Pepin County and what services we don't have in Pepin County.
We're talking with Duran Police Chief Stan Ridgway this morning. Coming up, we're going to talk with the chief about the vouchers and how some of that, there are vouchers available to be at hotels. We're going to talk a little bit about that here coming up, actually how that works. And we'll chat with Chief Ridgway here coming up. It's 9:25.
The real deals come from Duran Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Duran Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Duran Fresh Market, downtown Duran, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Whether you're tinkering in your garage or tackling big projects, if you know the value of working with your hands, you know Harbor Freight. And you can be confident knowing that at Harbor Freight, you can get quality tools at prices that work just as hard as you do. Because the only thing more satisfying than a job well done is a job well done, well under budget. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight.
Shop can't-miss deals going on now during Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. For a limited time, get a free adjustable stand when you buy a DeWalt 12-inch miter saw. That's a $229 value. Plus, save $680 on a Midea 4-piece kitchen appliance suite. Now just $1,796. Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. Valid 113 through 124. Cannot be combined with additional discounts. While supplies last, see store or Lowe's.com for more details and qualifying items.
I had the worst dream last night. You were in a car crash and the kids and I were on our own. We had to move out of the house because I couldn't afford it anymore.
That's awful, huh?
My brother was saying he got life insurance from Ethos. With Ethos, it only took 10 minutes and he got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day. It's all online. No medical exam. He just answered a few health questions right from his house.
Ethos, here we come.
Visit GetEthos.com. That's GetEthos.com.
Sample rate is a 10-year term life policy for 35-year-old healthy, non-smoking male. Billed monthly.
Real country.
Real country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
First I get cold and hot, think I'm on fire, but I'm not. Oh, what a pain I've got. It must be love. There's nothing I can do. All that I want is you. Look what I'm going through. It must be love. It must be love. It must be love.
I fall like a sparrow and fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling, it must be love. Something is wrong, alright, I think of you all night. Can't sleep till morning light, it must be love. Seeing you in my dreams, holding you close to me. Oh, what else can it be? It must be love. It must be love, it must be love. I fall like a sparrow and fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling, it must be love. Love. I fall like a sparrow and fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling, it must be love. It must be love, it must be love. I fall like a sparrow and fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling, it must be love. It must be love, it must be love. I fall like a sparrow and fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling, it must be love. It must be love, it must be love. I fall like a sparrow.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Alan Jackson, It Must Be Love, as we continue our conversation with Durant Police Chief Stan Ridgway. The police department's response to the accusations from Eau Claire and Eau Claire County that Durant police were dropping homeless people off in Eau Claire against their will, and talking a little bit about that. Now, Chief Ridgway, in your release, you had also talked about you had asked the person if they had a credit card for a hotel voucher that the department and Pepin County get from the Salvation Army. It's something from the Red Kettle program, which is a great program. It is something that it's because of people in Pepin County donating to that money gets to stay here to do this. But she needed a credit card, right?
Correct. The corporate policy for our local hotel is that a credit card needs to be on file for a security deposit.
Which is understandable.
Correct. Correct. 100% agree. Yep, that's understandable. So we don't have any facilities in Pepin County that would accept our Salvation Army voucher. So after this incident, we have law enforcement human services meetings on a regular basis. And we brought that up and we talked about that. Human Services did work with the Salvation Army, and we have a couple of hotels now that are outside of our jurisdiction that will accept our Salvation Army vouchers. So, but then again, if the AG rules we can't leave our jurisdiction, now we're not going to be able to use those either.
Now, you're back to the same issue that we've got.
Correct, because right now we have a solution where we can use those vouchers and get people to a warm place to stay for the night until they can get further services. But again, now if we can't transport them, I don't know what we're going to do. So it's the problem is they don't understand. They don't understand what we do in small communities. We're here to provide a service. We're not here to just 100% do law enforcement activities. Here in the city of Durand, and I don't want to speak for Pepin County, but I know they're the same way. We go to almost every EMS call, which is unusual in law enforcement. We're providing a service to our residents. We do car lockouts for people. It's about, in a small community, it's about serving our residents.
You do city hall community center lockouts just in case if someone forgot to get the key from the city administrator and she has a meeting coming up because I've had to stay. Can you help me out? You know. Now, really, is this? How long have you been in law enforcement?
25 years.
Has that always been the case? Because it, I guess for me, I do remember when I was in college, I was working up on the north side of La Crosse. I worked at a service station that's long gone. It was an interstate pumper. And I lived on the south side, and at that time I did not have a vehicle. College student, you know. Yes, I could take the bus up there, but by the time I was done that night, the bus was no longer running. So I was walking home. I was just, well, that's what you do. You just walk home. It was a pretty cold night. But I had coveralls on and the whole deal because it was a full service station. So I was always out in the cold. So to me, it was no big deal. I'm walking across the a bridge on Highway 35 on George Street, just before the big march area there. And, you know, La Crosse officer stops, you know, hey, what, you know, what's going on? You know, where are you going? Oh, I'm going home. You know, I worked up at Ken's service center and I'm walking home. You know, you okay? Oh, yeah. Would you like a ride? And I go, really? Why don't I give you a ride? It's, you know, because it was like this out right now. I mean, it was pretty darn cold. Well, I mean, I'm officer. I'm okay. I'm bundled up. But yeah, okay. You know, that's, yeah, geez, I'd love it if you could. Mm-hmm. And he gave me a ride. I mean, now that was back in the early 80s or late 80s. So maybe things have changed since then. That do you do more of this? Or is this something that's just always been that way?
It's always been that way since I've been in law enforcement. I worked for the village of Tremplo and now the city of Duran, both smaller communities. And that's been my philosophy as chief since day one is, you know, let's treat our residents with respect and let's help them out any way we can. Let's not try to make things harder for them. And let's provide a service. It doesn't necessarily have to always be, you know, law enforcement, strict rule enforcement, things like that. Let's provide a service to them and, you know, make our community proud of our police department. Like, I'm proud of our officer who handled this situation, the way he treated her with respect. And it was just it's a very good contact that, unfortunately, we're catching heat over.
And again, you would, you know, had mentioned that these facilities do receive a lot of state and federal money.
Correct. A search of the Sojourner House website. I'm not trying to involve the Sojourner House as much, but that was where we had taken her to. So that's why they were included in this. But they received $2.5 million to build their facility. And again, that was from federal and state money. On their website also, they're run by the Diocese of La Crosse Catholic Charities. They receive over $4 million a year. Now, that's to run several shelters throughout the state of Wisconsin, but they receive $4 million per year from state, federal donations, grants, as well to run their facilities. So that's money that, you know, the city of Duran residents have paid for to build those facilities. We should be able to use those facilities, and we should be able to use them as a resource. And I understand Eau Claire's concern over the fact that people are being brought in there, but it's not like they act like we ripped a Duran resident out of her home and forced her to go to Eau Claire. The lady had no idea where she was. I imagine she didn't even know the name of the town because she talked about not knowing where she was. So we didn't rip anybody out of their home and force them to go to Eau Claire because we didn't want to deal with them anymore. We provided a service.
Did she at any time indicate, you know, somebody snatched me? I mean, how she even got, you know, because that's just like, okay, you don't know where you are. How did you get here? I mean, that to me is the first question I guess I would.
She said she came to town to skateboard with some friends. She didn't have a skateboard with her. We questioned that a little bit. It was the story, you know, I don't know if it completely matched how she got here, but she was here, and we offered her EMS as well, making sure she was fine. And then she said, nope, I'm fine. I don't need an ambulance or anything. That was one thing the officer did as well, offered her EMS attention. She didn't need any. She didn't show any signs that she needed anything like that. And she didn't know where she was. She was asking for shelters.
Talking with Duran Police Chief Stan Ridgway this morning. Now, Stan, I've talked with, you know, Pepin County Chief Deputy about this. I've talked with Pepin County Sheriff Joel Winter about this situation with, and more so with mental health issues, with these emergency issues. And this is now not a voluntary thing. This is an involuntary thing. And if there's nothing here, you're making a really long trip for a really long you're not here for 8 hours or more going to the eastern part of the state.
That's correct. If it was an involuntary, you know, where they were a threat to themselves or others, then we could have done a Chapter 51 emergency detention, and then we would have had to take them to a hospital, whether it's initially to Advent to be medically cleared, or if we went to Marshfield or Luther and Eau Claire to be mental or to be medically cleared, and then after that they would find a bed for them to receive mental health services. So,
but if they're full. Now you're taking a trip to Oshkosh.
Correct. Yep. Yeah. Green Bay, Winnebago. There's a lot of facilities. I shouldn't say there's a lot of facilities, but we've done a lot of transfers over to Winnebago. We've used Green Bay a lot. So yeah, we would end up having to take them along.
And you have to do that. An officer from Durand Police has to do that.
Correct.
Yep. And they have to stay with that person, correct?
We have to stay until they get checked into the facility.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. But that could be, at least between waiting for the medical clearance and then driving back and forth, we're looking at, 8 hours?
We're actually, most of the time, it ends up being two officers involved, because by the time we get medically cleared, we normally want to bring in a fresh officer to do the transport to Winnebago. Because, a lot of times, unless it happens at the very beginning of your shift, then you would probably have enough time to get it all completed during your shift with a little bit of overtime. But most of the time, that's not happening right at the beginning of your shift. So maybe you're 6-7 hours into your shift, and all of a sudden you get a Chapter 51 mental health hold. And by the time you go through the process, get medically cleared, you're looking at another 4 hours. And then by the time you do a 8-hour transfer, a lot of times we bring in a second officer to either go along with the first officer or to do it themselves. So usually two officers are involved in those long transports.
Wow. Okay. And that's a lot of work there, it sounds like. So along with reaching out to the AG, are you going to talk with our elected officials, not only state but even city and county, and say, maybe work with Sheriff Winter, saying, hey, you've already started to do that, at least with the vouchers, but with our elected officials saying, hey, this has got to, we got to either get clarity, or two, we got to do something about this.
Yeah, so it's going to be important to listen to what the AG says when he comes out with his opinion. So we'll be prepared for that, and depending on what he says, we'll adjust our tactics. But we'll be prepared. If he comes out with an opinion that we can't do it, we'll make sure we work with Human Services, the Sheriff's Office, and we'll make sure that we all have a plan on how we're going to handle it in the future.
And really, in your also in the press release you had, you made no bones about it. You were not going to apologize to anyone.
That's correct. I don't feel like we need to apologize. Our officer that was involved in this was extremely professional. Proud of him. Proud of the way we handled it. Proud of the fact that we're willing to make those voluntary contacts with people that we can tell are struggling, and to provide them with a service. That was why I joined law enforcement, was to provide a service. And I'm proud of the way our officer handled it. And I won't apologize to Eau Claire for it.
Because at the end of the day, the other option is the officer, she's not breaking any law. You just have to be in a public spot. Have a nice night.
Yep, correct. And then she again is just sitting there all night long without any services.
And of course, then there would be people saying, "Well, you should have done something." It's almost like a rotten catch 22 here.
Correct. Yeah, if something happens to her as she's sitting there, or she can't find a ride back to, she was originally from Fargo. If she can't find a ride back to Fargo, and then she's here for a few days, and something happens to her, well, why didn't you help her? Why didn't you provide any services? Well. That's what we did, is we provided a service to her, and I'm proud of the way we handled it.
And again, you can't just, the service can't be, you're spending a night up at the government center in a jail cell. You can't do that, right?
Correct, yeah, absolutely not. Absolutely not. She did nothing wrong.
All right, well, that is Durand Police Chief Stan Ridgway, and again, Chief Ridgway, thank you for coming in and joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
And it's 9:43. Reminder, markets closed today. Banks are closed too. No mail today due to the Martin Luther King Jr. Holiday. We have our weather forecast coming up.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Attention all egg producers. It's the 2025 Chippewa Valley Egg Conference, Thursday, February 20th from 9 to 3:30 at Florian Gardens, Eau Claire. This full-day event presented by Security Financial Bank features a keynote address by egg strategist Doug Johnson, breakout sessions on tax planning, dairy market updates, and more, plus a panel discussion on modern egg challenges and opportunities. Registration is $30 and includes lunch. Register by February 13th. Visit sfbank.com for registration information. SFB, member FDIC.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
The cold weather advisory continues today, tonight, into tomorrow. We'll get to 6 below for a high today with a wind chill minus 20 to minus 35. Tonight, 17 below. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and a little warmer with a high of 5 above. The bathroom you've always wanted, $99 a month from BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, 13 below zero.
Serving the Durand area with local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
There's an Elvis movie on the marquee sign. We've all seen at least three times. Everybody's broke, Bobby's got a buck. Put a dollar's worth of gas in his pickup truck. We're going 90 miles an hour down a dead end road. What's a hurry, son? Where you gonna go? Howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. Lucy's got a lipstick on a little too bright. Bobby's getting drunk and looking for a fight. Liquor on his breath, trouble on his mind. Well, Lucy's just a kid along for the ride. Got a six-pack of beer and a bottle of wine. Gotta be bad just to have a good time. They're gonna howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. Bobby told Lucy the world ain't round. Drops off sharp at the edge of town. But Lucy, you know the world must be flat. 'Cause when people leave town, they never come back. They go 90 miles an hour to the city limit sign. Put the pedal to the metal before they change their mind. Howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. Yeah, howl at the moon, shoot out the light. Yeah, it's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night.
He was sitting there, his brush in hand, painting waves as they danced upon the sand. With every stroke,
He brought to life the deep blue of the ocean against the morning sky. I asked him if he only painted ocean scenes. He said, for $20, I'll paint you anything. Could you paint me a Birmingham? Make it look just the way I planned. A little house on the edge of town. Porch going all the way around. Put her there in the front yard swing. Cotton dress, make it early spring. For a while she'll be mine again. If you could paint me a Birmingham. He looked at me with knowing eyes and took a canvas from a bag there by his side. Picked up a brush and said to me, "Son, just where in this picture would you like to be?" Said, if there's any way you can, could you paint me back into her arms again? Could you paint me a Birmingham? Make it look just the way I planned. A little house on the edge of town. Porch going all the way around. Put her there in the front yard. Cotton dress, make it early spring. For a while she'll be mine again. If you could paint me a Birmingham. Paint me a Birmingham. Make it look just the way I planned. A little house on the edge of town. Porch going all the way around. Put her there in the front yard swing. Cotton dress, make it early spring. For a while she'll be mine again. If you could paint me a Birmingham. Oh, paint me a Birmingham.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Tracy Lawrence, Paint Me a Birmingham, 9:52. I'm Brian Winnekins. This reminder, Wisconsin Corn Soybean Expo coming up February 6th and 7th at the Kalahari Resorts and Convention Center in Wisconsin Dells. We'll be there for that. Visit cornsoyexpo.org. That's cornsoyexpo.org for more information. Well, let's run down today in history. Running a little bit late this morning, that's okay. On this date, 1885, the roller coaster patented by Lamarcus Etta Thompson. Up, down, and all around. 1937, Franklin Delano Roosevelt became the first president inaugurated on January 20th. The 20th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution set the date as the official date for the swearing-in of the president and vice president. Before that, I think it was like in March. 1947, Baseball Hall of Famer Josh Gibson passed away at the age of 35. 1953, a television show was transmitted from the United States to Canada for the very first time. The program Studio One aired on CBS. 1958, Elvis Presley received a letter from President Dwight David Eisenhower. I would like to welcome you to the United States Army. Yep, he was received his draft notice on the state in 1958. 1961, John F. Kennedy was sworn in as the 35th President of the United States. 1965, former radio DJ Alan Freed passed away. He coined the term rock and roll. 1978, Fred Silverman quit his job as programming head at ABC to become president of NBC. His success in developing ABC hits like Happy Days and Charlie Angels launched the network to its highest ratings ever. Silverman, though, didn't meet the same level of success during his tenure at NBC. 1981, the remaining 52 hostages in Iran were released, ending 444 days in captivity. 1986, the United States observed the first federal holiday in honor of slain civil rights leader Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. In 2008, Breaking Bad premiered on AMC. In 2016, Catherine Smith became the NFL's first female full-time coach. The Buffalo Bills had hired her as a special teams quality control coach. That's what happened on the State in History coming up. We have a check of news here coming up at the top of the hour at 9 o'clock. A reminder, markets are closed for the day.
At Advent Health, we believe wholeness isn't any one field. It's all of them. Laughter to tears and everything in between. So let your hearts overflow. Let your spirits dare to hope. And let the sun shine through. May you always live in wonder, wondering at this life. And never, ever stop reaching for what makes you feel whole. Learn more at adventhealth.com/human spirit.
Since 1919, the area has trusted Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services to handle final arrangements in times of loss. Serving all faiths, Real's offers at-need services, pre-need services with insurance at a guaranteed rate of 3%, and monuments. Real's takes pride in their work and family history and handles complete arrangements for all traditional and memorial services, as well as cremations. Learn more about them at realfuneralhome.com or call them in Durant at 715-672-5691. Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services, offering you peace of mind during a difficult time.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Winter Sale and get 30% off paints and stains January 17th through the 27th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN, Shenandoah and the Church on Cumberland Road, 959. I'm Brian Winnikins. Thanks to Duran Police Chief Stan Ridgway for joining us this morning. If you missed that interview, it's now available on our podcast. You can download the Podbean podcast on your smartphone. Just do a search for WRDN after that, and you'll find us. And don't forget to follow us. The podcast also on our website on the podcast page at realcountry1430.com. Our podcast brought to you by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. Happy National Cheese Lovers Day today. While there's no firm evidence on how humans discovered cheese making, legend tells us it was someone who they created the first cheese by chance. Thousands of years ago, people transported milk and stored it in sheep's stomachs. Ugh. Left to sit a few days, the proteins would separate into curds and whey. From there, preserving the solids was